Hi guys, welcome to episode number 42 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, this is Sandra speaking. I'm a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So please send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. Remember, you can always hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Also, you can take advantage of our planners and workbooks that are available on our Etsy store at Gitana Styling. And now we have launched a monthly subscription where you can get a planner a month and get the support and the community as well. So I'll leave links to that below in case you're interested. And like I mentioned, today is episode number 42, and I have an amazing guest with me here today, okay? Her name is Capuaya of Dice Designs. Dice Designs is a women's ready-to-wear and custom-made brand, okay? Their products are all about everyday looks and everyday styles. She was a Fashionpreneur of the Week this year in 2022 with us. We have collaborated with her before. We're so happy that she's here with us today. Capuaya, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Sandra. Thank you for having me today.
No, it's amazing to have you. Thank you so much for being with us today. Capuaya, tell the audience a little bit more about you and about your background.
Okay. Have you already heard? My name is Capuaya. I come from Zambia, Lusaka. All the way across the ocean. Yeah, and my background is in finance, actually. I'm a banker by profession. Then I decided to quit the corporate world and decided to pursue my passion, which is fashion. Okay. Yeah, I started my business in 2018 while I was working, but decided to go full-time in 2020. So here I am today.
Awesome. And Capuaya, why entrepreneurship and why fashion? Because it's so different from what you were doing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so different. You wouldn't have known. Yeah, I feel like fashion is an art, you know? It's a way that you can express yourself. And clothing is the first, it's the first thing that someone sees. Like, it's the first impression that someone sees. So I find that fashion talks volumes without you having to say anything. So mm-hmm. I thought maybe it was the best way that I can go to say something without having to say a word. That was fashion. So that's why I decided to go the entrepreneur way with dealing mm-hmm. with fashion, so that I can help other people say something without having to say a word. So that's why I decided to go that route of entrepreneurship in fashion.
Awesome. I agree 100% with you. I mean, yeah. I am a stylist and I dress people all the time. Yeah. I do a lot of events, but I also dress, you know, one-on-one for, you know, yeah. entrepreneur women, for day everyday life. And it's so, yeah. you know, like you said, you enter the room and you don't even have to speak, right?
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
Share some message, a big message. Mm-hmm. So it actually takes a lot of thought and consideration to put yeah. all that look together and yeah. make it happen, right?
Yeah, because you deal with different fabrics, with prints, you know, so it just makes you it makes you feel like you're in control, independent, you know. So it's a very right choice that I made, because it just makes me creative, you know.
Yeah. No, I totally yeah. understand. And mm-hmm. let me ask you, because you mentioned that, you know, you had your full-time job in finance, and then after yes. a while, perhaps, I think it was about 2 years, 1 to 2 years, you decided to finally, you know, okay, I'm going to focus on my business. What was that mm-hmm. transition like for you?
Honestly, the transition is scary. Because from way back when I was a child, what I was told and what I understand how society is, it's we have to go to college and you have to get a job.
Of course.
So mm-hmm. being in the corporate world, that was my comfort zone. And I was making everyone proud, saying, okay, yeah, she's working. Okay, that's fine. And that's how society is. So yeah. when you take that decision and say, but this is not what I want to do. I want to go in this direction. And you start to question yourself, like, is this right? How will everyone see this? But at the end of the day, you have to think that it's not about what others think. It's what it's what makes you happy. It's what you want to do. So it was scary because I didn't know that I'll have the support that I need, if people will be able to understand the decision that I make. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can't say that, okay, yeah, it was easy and or no, it wasn't. It was really a risk. It was a risk because you don't know the outcome. You have no idea. And you might think, I can make a mistake. Let me just stick to this thing that I've been doing for a long time. And you're even saying, okay, I have a paycheck at the end of the month. Be assured. But with the business, you know, it's something that you really have to work towards, like really hard. So it's a scary process.
Totally.
But if you put in the work and everything else, it's worth it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think, you know, entrepreneurs are very brave, very brave.
Yeah. People. Yes, very brave. Not everyone can do it.
Yeah, not everyone's made for it because, you know, if you want security and you want to know when everything is happening and everything, you need an infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And when you're in a 9-to-5 or a full time, you have that, right? You have people in different departments, you have a schedule. They've been in business for a long time, so they kind of know how everything goes. But when you're starting out, you're starting from scratch.
from scratch. Yeah, and it's so scary. And people don't understand like what you've been through. They just want to know your success story, but the backstory is like you don't understand, like there are a lot of tears, sweat and everything that, oh my goodness, it's just a whole lot.
Totally. And I think entrepreneurship, it's like practicing magic in the sense that, you know, you had nothing and now you have something.
You're creating something, yes.
Right? Out of nothing.
Yeah,
so
true.
It takes time, it takes effort, it takes a lot of things.
Discipline. So it takes discipline.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. And when did you think it was the right time to do that transition? Was it like when you had saved enough money, or when you were ready, like emotionally, or something was happening in your life? When did you think it was the right time?
I really can't pinpoint when I can say this was the right time. But what I think is that when I was working, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's an environment, especially like in the banking sector. I was in the banking sector. The environment was, can I say, a bit toxic? You know, I became very frustrated easily. I think I was rude, but then I would question myself, like, why am I being like this? Why am I being this way? This is not me. But then after I moved from the banking sector and I went into finance, I had a bit of a breather. Then I realized that, okay, there's a lot more out there. You know, I was stuck in an office from 7 to 7 and I didn't know. I didn't know what was out there. I didn't know myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm spiritual, right? So when I was feeling like uncomfortable, I felt like God was telling me, like, you know, shift from where you are, change direction, look the other way. This is not where you need to be. So I had that constant uncomfortability in me when I was working. And I just say, you know, let me just take a leap of faith to do what I want to do. And that's how I thought maybe this is the right time. There's never a right time, but I thought that was the right time. I just changed direction.
Totally.
And
totally.
I'm happier. My mind is like settled. I'm friendlier. A lot has changed. Yeah, a lot has changed.
I can't
imagine. You just feel your situation, how you are. If you're happy where you are, if you're not happy, make a decision to change your situation.
Yeah. No, I ask you because I always like to ask this question because everyone's so different. And I always tell people, you know, you're different. Your circumstances are different, you know, so we can't tell you the right answer, but we can give you our point of view, our experience. And then from there, You can see, you know, what resonates with you, what works for you. There's people that, you know, they need to have so much money in the bank to feel comfortable of taking off so many, you know, okay, like at this time, I'm going to do that. Or some people, like you say, they're in a very toxic environment. So that is more important. And, you know, or you want to be happy, or maybe your health. I mean, there's so many.
There's so many factors. Yeah, totally.
And let me ask you, because you always talk about networking and, you know, you always say that it's really important to you and that it has helped you actually very much in your business. Yes. Can you share some examples with the listeners?
Yes. Networking. It should be on everyone's to-do list. Networking. Like, networking is a whole new world. You know, when you start a business like myself, right? It's a sole trader, an individual trying to make her business a success. So at the beginning, I was alone, and I thought I can manage handling everything by myself, but that's just an impossible task. You can try, but you'll burn out at a certain point. Then also, let's say I remove me from the factor. What will happen to the business?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. It's just going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so networking has allowed me to open up, to collaborate, to partner up. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm not in the picture, someone else can do the work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So also networking has allowed me to meet different people. Like, I was searching. I wanted to see who is in the same business as I am. I wanted to see what they do. So it's a process of learning. And in the process of searching and learning, I found you.
Yeah. You
and in that process, I'm here with you and we are talking. You see where that searching, networking has led me. It has led me to you, and here we are. So it just opens up a different space for you. You meet different people, you meet different opportunities, you learn, it's just a whole different world. So I think it's very important for your business to be not alone, but just to interact and open up and partner up and collaborate. I think it's very important. It's one of the key, it has helped me so much, because when I was last year, I had a bit of difficult. I had a lot going on last year. So I wasn't really working full time on my business, but I didn't want it to just sit and dormant and no one is paying attention to me. So I had to involve some other people who would help me make the comments. But if I did not think that that was important, everything will just die down. And I have to start from scratch again, trying to make people remember about my brand, about the marketing and everything else. So it's not worth it. So it's just better just put yourself out there. It's worth it when you just interact with people.
And in the beginning, it can be a little scary because maybe you don't know who you are or who your brand is. Really, you know, you don't know, you don't have all the answers, but actually getting out there and talking to people will help you with that.
And that was me in the beginning. I'm a shy person. So it was really difficult for me to open. No, you don't seem like it. Are you?
Well, I work on it a lot.
Okay.
So thank you.
So I'm a shy person as well. So it just took a lot for me to just make the first step and just open up and allow people to see me and see my brand. And it has really helped me. It has. It has connected me to different people.
Yeah, totally. Also, I talk a lot about community, and that's actually how the Fashion Entrepreneur Club was born. Because, you know, I tell people it's important to have a place where you can just come in and ask a question, feel comfortable about it and ask a question, or, hey, I need feedback on this. So have a group of people that you can, because, you know, it can be lonely, and obviously we all have doubts. We're all humans, and we need someone's opinion. Obviously you have to listen to yourself and follow your gut and everything, but it's important to have that sense of community and be able to, because sometimes a lot of the problems just live in our heads.
Yes, it's true. That's the bad part.
And then you talk to someone Mm-hmm. And then it's just gone. You don't even have to solve it. It's just saying it out loud. And then it's like, exactly. Oh, this is nothing, you know? And sometimes someone can recommend someone to you, a referral, or help you out, or they have the perfect person that you're looking for. So it's so important in so many ways.
Yeah, it is. It is. So it's just it's just taking the first step. Then everything else will just work out somehow. I don't know how, somehow. It just works out somehow.
It does. Mm-hmm. I agree. What about funding? You say, you know, you also talk about that topic a lot. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that here?
Yeah, I would, because I find that that's a common topic, especially for startup businesses. Mm-hmm. We always want to see how we're going to make the next move. You know, we always think about the cost of certain things, of fabrics, of machinery, and all that thing. With me, with my business, I had some savings, right? I had some savings that helped me start the business off the ground. But I already had a machine. My mom had some old Singer machine. So so that helped me out a bit. But with the fabric, you know, fabric is a bit affordable. If you just buy in bits and pieces and make out something out of it. And when you sell that, you know, you create the next one. You sell that, you create the next one. The profit that you have, you reinvest it in your business.
Yeah.
And that will take you a long way. But also, other than your own savings, I think one thing that we overlook as businesses, especially startups, is having a business plan. I wanted to throw that in when you're looking for funding. Because a business plan is like a map. It's a direction. It's a direction, and it also shows that you know your business and where you want your business to be. And so when I also talk about the networking, you don't know who you might find, who you can interact with, who someone can know someone who knows someone who knows someone. Yeah. And when that someone's interested in your product, they'll want to see your vision, and that business plan has to be available for them.
Yeah.
You know, so you might find a possible investor during your interactions, during networking. And also financial institutions, loans. I know people get scared of loans, but we have to take those risks in order for us to grow. Knowing that this is your business, it has to work. So if you're scared to invest your own money, so who else is going to invest in your business? So no one is going to trust you as well if you're scared to invest your own, right? So when you have those documents ready, the financial institution will also trust you, and those funds can come through for you. Then also, like grant programs or government programs, because myself, I actually managed to get onto a program for a grant. So it's all, I found it through networking.
Amazing.
So someone who knows someone who knows someone mentioned it, you know, you try up this and whatnot. So that that's also, you know, so it opens up opportunities, you know, for networking. So all those go in line. So everything that I've talked about, they're all equal to something, you know. So just think, just search and interact the government programs, the grants that some programs that they have, they give grants, they even crowdfunding. I know from my part here, it's a bit difficult for crowdfunding. But I think in the US, somehow it can work out.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like trust issues. That's another topic.
That's a separate conversation. But I love how you divided everything, like how you explain everything in a very simple way, and just gave us the gist of it, because, you know, people, they don't, you know, and for someone just starting out, if someone's listening and they have an idea of a business but they don't have the funds and stuff, you just gave them like a little roadmap of like all the options available, and I love it. So thank you for doing that. I think what you mentioned in the beginning, you said that when you're a solopreneur, you're by yourself, and you know, you gave the example of, you know, creating your dress, let's say, and then selling it, and then using that money to invest it back in the business, and keep doing that over and over again. I love that, because a lot of people, you know, have the misconception that they're just gonna start doing this and they're gonna have, you know, the paycheck or the money at the end of the month. And depending on how you set it up, right? It might not work like that, right? In the beginning and for a long time.
Yes, it might. It might not work like that. Yeah, true. It's very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why some people decide to, you know, maybe have an online store and then they buy a hotel, for example, and other people decide to just work custom made and then do it little by little, or other people
go to the
bank, like you mentioned, and get a loan or maybe a grant. So, or, you know, do the crowdfunding and then get the funding for that collection. So I love it how you explain it. Thank you so much for doing that. And obviously, you know about that topic with your background. So guys, if you
that's true.
He knows about this stuff. So awesome. Okay. Yeah. So, Kawaya, for the people who are listening here in the podcast, who, you know, they're like thinking of maybe taking that leap of faith next year, 2023, and be like, okay, I want to do this. You know, what can you recommend to them based on your experience, based on your own situation? What would you recommend to them? Or what tips do you want to give them?
Or for someone who's like wanting to start a business?
Yes, who they just want to get started.
Okay, what I would do is that I would say that having passion is not enough. You really have to work hard. You really need to push. You need to have direction. You need to identify your market. So you having passion, yes, you might have it, and it will help you work towards your goals. But you have to put in the work. You have to connect with the right people. Mistakes going to be there, like always, but we always learn from them. That's cliche to say, but it's true. It's so true. So we're going to learn from them, but just remember the reason you started.
Yes,
the reason you started, it can be you want to be independent, you want to be your own boss, so that should excite you. I want to be my own boss, I want to be independent, I want my own office, and always have a vision board, you know. Just make out a vision board and see what you want to achieve during the year. And by the time it's like 6 months in and just look at the vision board, you'll be shocked, like, oh my God, I've achieved this, I've achieved this, I've achieved this. So it's just something that you need to be disciplined with. Just work hard and ask for help where you want to. Interact with people and reach out.
Yes,
it's a whole new world. Yeah.
I agree with all of that. And I particularly agree with, you know, having the goals and the planning. We talk a lot about planning in here. And it's so important because a lot of people, you know, I work with a lot of emerging designers in my career, and they're very talented and they have the passion. But like you said, you know, they don't have that, they don't have the goals or they don't have the discipline, right? And what happens is they're just keep going in circles because they just go with the flow, and going with the flow doesn't take you. I mean, perhaps it may, right? But you need to have a goal, and you need to have, even if you know that maybe you're not going to hit the goal exactly at the right time. And, you know, there's a lot of flexibility that comes with that too, that you have incorporate and mindset and everything. But you still need to have an aim. You need to have a target.
Yes.
You need to know where you're going. Because if not, time goes by and you're still in the same spot. Right?
Spot. Yes, exactly. Yes, you are. So you just have to map it out. You have to straighten your road. And, you know, by the time you reach this side, you're like, oh my God, how did I reach here? So you just have to make everything clear as possible.
Totally. And you have to believe in yourself, and you have to also know that it's a long road, you know, and be excited about it.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people.
Yes.
Think it's gonna be right away or whatever, and it might be and that's awesome, but it might not be
and you have to be prepared, you know.
Exactly.
So it's a long road, and you know, you just have to have the patience and the drive, you know, the discipline. But it involves a lot for you to get to your goal.
Totally. I love it. I think if we have to narrow it down to one thing, definitely the discipline. I always tell people, you know, you have to be consistent, you have to be disciplined.
Consistent. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you do something over and over again and it's giving you results, mm-hmm. you're gonna build momentum and it's gonna take you places. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, so true. So true.
Well, Kabwaya, this has been amazing. Where can people connect with you and your business, Dice Designs? Of course, I'm going to share links below, but let them know, please.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram, Dice Designs, or you can use my personal one, which is Kabwaya, and on Facebook, that is Designs by Dice.
Okay.
So you can DM me and everything else. Just go through my page and just see the wonderful, simple, relaxed looks. Everything is there.
Yes, she it's has nice beautiful things. Thank you so much. I love you having you in the community and coming over here today to share your experience. I think it's so important that people, you know who's behind the brand and, you know, our community is full of stylists and designers and makeup artists and hairstylists and we can all collaborate and do amazing things together. So thank you, Kabwaya.
Yeah, I also want to thank you. Like, it's really been a wonderful journey. I follow you a lot. I all the collaborations that we've had, it has helped me also like broaden my following. It has just been amazing, and thank you for all the opportunities that you've given me. Really, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. This is what we're here for. So thank you so much. And guys, if you have any questions for Kabwaya, please contact her. We'll share the links below or just share a comment below. And we'll contact you. And don't be shy. She's active on her social media. So, you know, and she's super kind, as you can tell. So, you know, contact her and let's make the next year the best year in business ever. Okay. If you guys like this podcast, please like it, share, subscribe, because it helps us grow. And thank you again, Kabwaya, for being here with us today, for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having me.
No, my pleasure. And guys, have a great rest of your week, and we will see you in the next episode. Okay. Bye, guys.